to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Benduka, I'm not going to lie to you, man. Hey, life on the road is nice, man. It's nice. Hey, I'm getting addicted, dog.
But you like retreating from the road.
No, what do you mean?
In general.
Oh, like not taking gigs and stuff.
Yes, yes. But the podcast road.
It's different, so, bro.
It's love.
Yeah.
You're not going there to people about flatulence while you're playing. But Nagamahabli, it's just like love because they're there for the love of the podcast, chillers.
And the thing is, there's so much content.
Oh, yeah? What did I miss? I know when you say that, when you say that,
at this rate, we need a Netflix special.
When you say that, actually, I think a Netflix would be dope.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, Showmax or something.
Yeah, like you know how they've got the Formula One thing?
Mm. Yeah.
Race to Survive?
Yes.
Yeah, and the whole Netflix thing.
This is podcast following the to podcast, survive.
Talking about a particular episode in PE. An episode, I mean, the whole weekend.
Behind
what happened, who, what, where, how.
So let me tell you, bro.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about this, right?
Okay.
So apparently, remember how we were like, hey, man, after party at Kubeka, like, there's too many people in the VIP station. Like, where the fuck are all these people?
Dude, at some point, I said, Jason, I'm going to lose my phone.
Mm.
Because I misplaced it. It was here, fortunately. I'm going to lose my phone.
Yeah.
Jason had it.
Yeah.
It was fucking like...
Do you know why it was packed?
Why?
Niggas had family.
No, man. All of that was family.
That was family.
That was family. So.
You know what niggas are doing?
Who are niggas?
No, the crew. You know the crew.
Oh.
Number one culprits.
Okay.
So you know what niggas were doing, dog? They had family. They would take it to VIP. And then they would leave and get more family.
Yay.
Okay, guys, let's come clean now.
Yeah.
Family is
wait. And it got so worse that one family, because the other guy who got more family, right?
Yay.
Neglected the one family.
Yes.
Now that family ends up twerking for Mnaga.
I thought.
And Mnaga's there, bro.
I thought in my Jay-Z voice, nobody wins when the family feuds. But clearly, Mnaga wins when the family feuds. So, family was talking for Mnaga.
And this is Mnaga, you know Mnaga.
Yeah, Mnaga in. Oh. He's like,
that's
he's
my like, man.
He's like, hey, what do you think of that show?
That's
I want to buy that clothes. We were talking about the ceiling. So Pops was there. He's like, hey, Mnaga, the ceilings in coffee aren't that amazing. What are you looking at?
We want to sling. Don't be sling.
Yo.
Back roofing daughter. You only pay your ceiling. Back roofing daughter.
Yo, that family was out of order.
So why don't you tell family, like, hey.
No. You could see that
family. Family and be like, hey.
You could see that family was looking for a fight. So I was like, let me call the owner.
You can't even shout because your voice is going to give it away. Like, fuck.
You are on. So I'm trying, please call the owner.
Because you can't say, oh, that's brutal.
Yes.
Seeing a woman rubbing on your man, yet you can't say because
she was doing too much.
Like a ghost lady.
Yeah. So what did you do, ghost lady, throughout the whole entire time?
I called the owner, the family members,
membership.
You called the in-laws?
Yes. Yeah, so to please handle your family.
And she still didn't want to leave.
And she did not want to leave.
Maybe and she doesn't know that's him now.
She did not know. Yena, she just wanted, like, she was on some, I ain't leaving here with nobody.
Yeah.
At some point, so didn't you see her
opening?
So she had her legs open for you, didn't you?
Who's this one?
That one.
Wait, the one in the brown?
Yes.
That's the one who was tricking them
down.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh my
I'm not lying.
Oh my, that was the hottest girl there.
Yeah?
Wow.
In the brown.
The grenade.
Ah, the so grenade.
There was a girl in the brown. Tress. Not, oh, not the hottest one. No. You know the hottest one.
Not the hottest.
What, is she the hottest one or not?
Mira, that's yes, what I played for.
Hey. Then that girl, so, yeah. Then she didn't dance for me then if she's not the
she
hottest
wasn't
one.
She dancing.
Then.
She just opened her legs and just tried to.
For me?
Yes.
What did I do? I must have.
You ran before. Away. You left. You walked away. Say exactly. I don't know what you dropped on the floor.
Oh,
you
yes.
Yeah, you
me,
left.
I was a CTM now. These tiles, I like it. They were all making action.
Mira, that's why I played for 3 hours. I'm like, there? I'm not going there.
Yeah, I had to look at the ground because she had too many floors.
Drop the
I have a Tebeka was nice, guys. Tebeka.
Regardless of that.
Wait, can we recreate Tebeka? Eh? Switch off the lights, my man. Let's recreate Tebeka.
Yeah,
let's recreate Tebeka.
Let's go.
Tato, switch off the lights. Let's recreate Tebeka.
Hey, I'm Naga. Someone was struggling.
Yeah. Switch off the lights, man. Let's go. DJ, Simpiwe. Let's recreate Tebeka. I can't wait for Northwest. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, too much pressure. No pressure, Northwest.
No pressure.
Oh, my goodness. And then Ghost Lady and Dudu were like, hey, man, we should get Luvo to rehab and sponsor it. I'm like, are you fucking mad?
So we must get Luvo?
Some rehab. We must sponsor his rehab.
No, man, let's go to beverage companies and get Coke to sponsor.
Drop the stuff.
Coca-Cola! Oh, I'm sick.
The guy was still high, man.
I don't know. I don't know if people suspect it, but I don't think so, man.
Mm.
He was coherent. He was drunk, not high. Mm. Not intoxicated like drugs, but he was drunk because he'd been drinking. You saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we offered them alcohol to loosen up and be free and relaxed, and you've got a choice of drinking.
Yeah.
I don't know what... the thing is, I don't know what... What drugs was he on? I don't know what that high looks like.
Mm,
So that's my thing. That's why I don't know what that high looks like.
Mm.
But I think he was drunk, I think, because I don't know what that high looks like. So I can't...
I don't know if it's the after effects, maybe, because people were talking about his excessive sweating, you know, like, because you could see that he sweats a lot. But maybe it's also because maybe having a drug past, or maybe just generally nerves, you know. So I think, because people were just trying to, yeah. He was sweating.
So you really wanted us to, like, raise money for him to go to rehab?
Was this when they were drunk? Or sober? No, was this in the club? No,
during the show.
During the show.
Because
yeah.
I get doodoos in my ear.
In your ear, yes.
She's like, Mac, I think it would be a great idea if Chillers can raise money for his rehab. And I just laughed by myself.
You know Mac would never say, let's start a GoFundMe.
Oh, man.
Come on. Did he say he that's what's stopping him?
No, but he said money. That's what he needs.
He wants to.
You think he wants to?
He wants to get...
He even sent me...
Wait, he's not clean. Oh, yeah, because we asked
him. He didn't go to rehab. Yes, yeah, sent me a voice note afterwards. He was like, if you guys can help me, I'm willing. Even if I need to come to Joburg, I'll come just as long as I can get help in rehab. I can stay for 2 months, 3 months, however long.
Let me run a poll on our...
Yeah,
please, Mac.
Yeah, because, I mean, a chiller will cost about 10 bucks. You know what I mean? And then everybody...
Yeah.
Okay, so I must say, Enda. Okay.
Yeah, Enda. Just 10 bucks and 50.
Do you think... Okay, let me say Paul.
We should start a GoFundMe.
Do you think we should start a GoFundMe.
Towards Luvo Manyonga's.
Towards Luvo.
L-U-V-O.
Manyonga, ne?
Manyonga, yeah.
Manyonga's rehab.
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 Fees.
Fees. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll say yes.
Oh, no.
No. Okay. All right. And let me post. Cool. Done.
Yeah, right,
we'll see what they say. We'll see what they say. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, and now, but a minute, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah. Soliano's here.
Oh, yeah.
Tipless, yeah. Ghost Ladies, yeah. Doodoo's here. Yeah. Shots is here. Tato's here. Neo's here. Fat Checkers, yeah. Sam Peeways, yeah. I wanted to chat about, I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was trending during the week.
Yeah.
Where people were naming establishments that where you go to, they spike your drink.
I saw that. I was shocked at some names.
Yeah. So should I read some names? There's a lot, bro.
Yeah, some names where there's a common or where there's been incidents or a culture. Is it incidents of drink spiking or a culture? Incidents. Yeah, these
What's
are venues
difference?
Where there's
What's
been incidents.
A culture and incidents.
A culture means it's habitual.
Okay.
It happens. Jalo. Yeah. Jalo.
You and then the
I mean?
Incidents, it's just one or two.
Yes, incident, it's one or two.
Okay.
If there's two drinks and people report their drink spiked in a year,
it's an incident.
In January, and it's not a culture. You know what I mean?
But it's unfair, bro, because I feel like the spiking culture is not venue specific.
Yes.
Because, like, if I want to spike someone's drink and I happen to go to a certain establishment, it doesn't mean that establishment promotes that. You know what I mean?
Yes, because it's you doing your foul shit at your own accord. It's not like people ask when you enter, hey, do you spike people's drinks? I hear to spike people's drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, there's some clubs back in the days that used to have, cocaine in the aircon thingy.
A club that put
yeah, you don't know about those guys. Yeah.
In the aircon.
Yeah. See Tibbler. Yeah, Tibbler, tell them, bro.
Talk.
You were potting around my age.
And they set the aircon too high.
No. It's not an aircon, it's that thing of blowing smoke machine.
Smoke machine.
Yeah.
But there were drugs in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's this white club in Midrand? Truth was very big with that.
Allegedly.
Which other club?
Allegedly.
Put the smoke for that. Yeah. Which other club?
But I remember, there were clubs that did that, bro.
For real?
Yeah, bro. There's some clubs like...
Cocaine is so expensive, though. Do you think they just want to waste it? Or it takes a small amount to get everybody just in the right mood?
I don't know about that.
I don't think you need to put a whole kilogram of it to get the club in just... You don't want them, you know what I mean, high as fuck and like super high. So I'm assuming it would be like a tiny amount.
But haven't you been to a club where you walk in, you're fine? You drink the normal quantity you would drink.
That you normally, but...
And then when you leave there, you're like, fuck, man, that was the best night
of my
life.
But generally, you feel like I'm alive. You know, generally, people say I'm alive when I bang down.
Yeah.
That's how I'm alive.
Hey. I promise you.
It's the smoke machine. Because the aircon is a champisa because it's over in them shopping all over. But in the... Actually, in
Let's
the
call
smoke
Monty.
Machine.
Let's call Monty from Maloko.
Yeah. Monty,
he's a club promoter. Oh, let's call him so he can tell us, you know. Maybe I was
people
just...
put coke in their fucking smoke machine.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And Moloko is on the list as well, actually.
For
okay,
spiking,
that's ne? Spiking drinks.
Yeah, that's spiking.
The one place I was shocked is Proud Mary. I saw Proud Mary in Rosebank.
Whoa.
And yo, Proud
yo,
Mary.
Yo, Moloko. Mary? I mean, Monty.
Well, not.
Hi, bo.
Monty.
Oh, this is Monty.
Monty. Why is he trying to video call me now? Monty!
Mac G!
How are you, sir?
Monty Moloko.
You're good.
Good, man. Listen, you live on Podcast and Chill. Sol Penduka is here. Ghost Ladies here, man.
Why Monty?
Why you do this?
Eh?
Why you do this?
Listen, we have one question we want to ask you. Just one question.
Guys.
Are you ready to answer the question?
Pendulum balls.
Okay, ask me.
So, is it true that there's some clubs that put cocaine in the smoke machines?
Or some ventilation machine?
Yeah.
Akon.
That's some fucked up shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Listen, bro, think about it this way, right? We're not machines, right? We're human beings like everybody else.
Yeah.
So do you think every week we come to work, we inhale? Come on, bro. Come on.
Are you not aware of clubs that do that, though? Like more Truth in Midrand?
I only know about where I am and making sure that certain things don't happen here because there's a whole lot of shit flying around. You understand?
But as a promoter...
So, yeah, and it's cocaine, apparently.
It's flying around, yeah.
But as a promoter, can you deny...
What did you say in this one?
No, he said there's cocaine flying around.
I said that shit flying around is cocaine, not shit.
Okay, whatever.
So as a promoter... Can you confirm or deny that there are some clubs, not that we're saying Maloko.
Just tell the truth.
Yeah, are there some clubs that do that though?
Guys, I can't. I'm not in the business of minding what other people do, like honestly.
What?
I'm in the business of minding my own business.
Have there been conversations though amongst your colleagues who are in the club space, yes or no?
There's no one that has ever come to me and told me that. What I've heard before from people is some clubs, they put things in their smoke machines, but not necessarily a certain type of drug.
But drugs.
That's drugs.
The smoke machine is dangerous.
Yeah, the smoke machine. Yeah.
Nicky, you are being silly. Like, what the fuck?
Yo.
What's the substance that they put on the smoke machine?
Yeah, what substance?
I don't know. You must ask the people that manufacture liquid smoke machine. Right? We don't know.
Wow.
We just buy liquid smoke and then we put it on. That's it. I mean, it's just to create fog in a nightclub. That's it.
I guess we're not getting booked at Maloko anytime soon.
Let's smoke up. Sit down and smoke up.
All I'm saying, you guys mustn't be silly.
All right, shout out Maloko. I mean, Monty. Thank you.
Monty.
Shout out, my dog.
Hey, it's all Penduka. How are you, Menyana? Hey, my brother. Hey, we're going to skip this in the dab.
It's not a zip. Let's keep it.
Bring it out, Monty.
Hey, love you, Meggy. Love you.
The podcast is about in the hour, so bring it on. I give you permission.
Brother, yeah?
Hey, shut
no, Monty, I give you permission. The podcast is about that. Fuck off. Fuck you, man. What's your name, dog? I mean, dog. The one. Who hasn't had to... His thing. He's bluffing.
Oh, man.
Fuck. It's me, dog.
Hey, okay.
I'm the whole dog. Hey, you're fooling me. It's not even news to me.
All right, so here's some of the clubs, man. Jeez, there's a lot. Yay. Zanzu, PTA, News Cafe, all of them. Moloko, Mainland, Coffee, Midrand. So this is places where you can...
This is establishments, food, restaurants.
Where you can get spiked, like, most likely.
Yes, yeah, where spikings have happened.
Yeah, Recharge, Midrand, TOV, Bloom, City Club, CPT, La Parada, Vuyo's, Vilagazi Street, Cotton Lounge, Summit, Mainland, Nostra, Rouge, Hadfield, 86 Republic, Randburg, Cubana. Man, this is... We've played everywhere here, my man.
Republic, hey. No way. Cubana. What's Cubana?
There's a lot more, man. Like Egyptian, Latina, Rivonia, Onyx, Sandek, Booth, Santon, Blue Room, Headfield. There's a lot. CPT.
That's unfair. You know what I feel that is? I feel that's like, for example, waking up and finding your name on a Me Too list, but there's no one saying there's nothing. Where's all the incidences? Where's the... Imagine if you own one of those places and suddenly, but your place,
but people under this thread were commenting and saying, yes, I've been spiked at this establishment.
Oh, but then again, the place don't even have control over.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's unfair. It's not like they're being deliberate where like they bring you your rider. On the menu.
There's like normal cost and spike cost.
Have you ever been spiked though? Have you ever been spiked though?
Nah, I've never been
spiked. I've been spiked, man. Well, I think
it was spiked. Whoa, for real?
Yeah, what happened to you?
It was long ago, during YFM days.
Mm. Damn, bro.
So I'm playing at a gig in town.
Yeah.
And then there was this girl I was with, right? Mm. So she came with me to the party.
Yeah.
So I left them at this table. She was with some other niggas that we met at the party. Mm. And then I go and DJ, right? I mean, it was before, you know, the rider apocalypse.
Mm. Yeah, mixer, now back mixer.
You know, so I ran out of alcohol.
Yes.
So I go back to the table and then I drank hers.
Ew.
Oh. And Meg likes doing that. He will take anyone's drink when he doesn't have a drink.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you do.
So I drank hers and I remember I had a show like at 3 a.m. So I got back to my place and dude, I was like sick. I've never been that sick ever in my life. I was sweating. I was like, it was like, you know, that Zola, Yizo, the Zola 7 scene where he's going through withdrawal symptoms.
Oh, yes, and he sees cockroaches. On
yeah, it was like that, bro. I had to cancel the show. I didn't do that show because I was so sick.
Nah, I don't get one thing, though. So if someone spiked the girl, don't you want her to be almost sedated and passive as opposed to her seeing shit? Because guys are spiking her to obviously rape and do all sorts of foul shit.
Yeah.
So, or is it a... Like, do you get me? My thing is like, if it's spiked, that reaction, you should be dead and just wake up tomorrow not remembering where you ended up, what happened.
Because
that's why they spike, so that... The girl can wake up not knowing what had happened.
Mm.
So she's heavily sedated in a nutshell and knocked out.
But I've never felt that feeling ever. Ever. And you know I've been drinking for a while, dog. That has never ever happened to me since that day.
Hectic.
Did you check on the girl? Is it a girl you were used to kind of vibes that you could like, hey, I drank your shit and this is what happened to you?
No, at the time, like I didn't know that spiking exists. Remember, this is back in the wild days.
You don't even think.
Yes, I could have been thought, spiked.
Damn, what a but now in hindsight, mixture.
Yeah, now in hindsight, like, I'm like,
the shell next time.
You know, so I think that there was something in there. I don't know if it's being spiked, but there was something in there, bro.
I don't know how to say. Like, you know, it sounds like it was a different kind of drink that you normally would have had.
But who are the niggas spiking, bro? Like. If you need to get a girl by it's spiking rapists, someone, generally. It's like, generally come rapists. On, bro. Like, what the
it's
fuck?
It's rapists. Call, like,
how do you
spade.
Enjoy sex with someone who's unconscious and they
thank
not...
Thank you. Yeah. Let's call it spade
that's
a spade.
That's just rapey
it's
behavior.
Rapists.
Yeah,
rapists. Those are the people. Rapists and human traffickers.
Yeah.
Either they want to rape the girl or traffic her.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Or maybe robbers and they want to take money and stuff, for her possession, phones, wallet, purse, whatever. But generally, it's rapists, you know? Because I remember... like even with guys, I've always said that the girls, they take girls from certain clubs, go to their house, and then they have drinks, they get spiked, they get knocked out, then the girls wipe the house clean. So that's like, those are now robbers.
Obsession.
So it's either robbers, human traffickers, and rapists who spike drinks.
So the poll that we ran, right? It's been 12 minutes. 78% of people are saying yes.
Well, most definitely, yeah.
And 22% are saying no.
This will seem like a trend for a while.
So, Ghost Lady and Dudu, you guys are funding the rehab, ne?
No, it's crowd. But we said crowdfunding.
You said crowdfunding.
There's not even three of you and you say you're a crowd. we're crowdfunding.
It needs us.
So someone must open a crowdfunding.
The chillers. The podcast and the chillers. Including you guys.
Hey, how are you, Poison?
I'm easy, how are you?
Hey, welcome, man. You're live on Podcast and Chill, man.
Who's this? What's going on, people?
Hey, Penduka is here. Ghost Lady's here. Everybody's here, man.
Who's this?
Oh, all right. Shut up. I'm good.
So, wanted to find out, why were you not on the remix of Stralo Bam?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd be lying.
Who's this?
Like, what happened, bro?
I don't know.
So, this is no, EQ, Penduka. This is EQ. So, EQ was part of the song, Stralo Bam.
Initial
song. And then they did a remix with Burner Boy, which just came out, but he's not in it. And he had the hottest verse.
So the verse is removed.
Yep.
Yes.
EQ.
Yeah.
What happened, bro?
Hey, I'd be lying, bro. Like I really have no answer to that question.
So when did you find out about the remix?
I think a month back when we were in Nigeria. Yeah. I think so. Because I think they were recording that thing. And I just peeped it and I kept it moving, you know?
Bro, can you tell us what happened? Because I heard that the guys that produced the song, right? They didn't believe in it. And then you did, and you were performing it at all your shows. And then obviously because of TikTok, it blew up. And then those guys started saying, yeah, we produced the song. Is that what happened?
Hey, I wouldn't say that's what happened, but obviously I feel like I put so much time pushing the song on the social. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened. If maybe it's the management that decided to not put me on the remix. Or what, but like, I just kept it moving, to be honest. Just kept it a clean energy, you know?
Let's do another remix, my man. We can call Shebeshit or someone. Who do you want? Who do you want?
don't worry. What do you think is dropping? I'm dropping an album. Don't worry. Everything is calm.
Fuck. But how's it changed, man? Twalabam is like the biggest song in the world right now. How's your life changed?
Yo, I won't lie. Like, my life changed in a matter of like 2 months. Wow. You know? You know, I've been around the game, but like after we dropped that one, my life just literally like changed like drastically. I won't lie.
Bro, please tell me, did the song become big because the song is dope or that dance challenge?
I feel like the song is dope, but the dance challenge made it big.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely the dance challenge. Because one thing about trending songs and the dance challenges is that when the dance is easy, and it's like, I don't know, interesting. The song moves. Like, even when we did the Yaya Pia with Uncle Waffles, it moved. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, all the songs we did, Kekeleza with Vocalistic too. You know what I'm saying? The dance challenge was easy, so it moved. Mm. I feel like songs that have like crazy, like, dance challenge that need footwork and all those things, I don't know. It becomes difficult to move the sound. But if everyone can actually jump on the challenge, it moves. You know what I'm saying?
So do you perform the remix at your shows or?
No, why would I do that? I'm not on the remix.
You got a question for me?
Nah, don't have. Oh, okay. It's just foul.
Yes.
When you were on Spreading Humors, like you said that the song is yours. Is this maybe the reason why this decision of you not being included?
Good question.
I thought the song is ours. You know what I'm saying? As obviously, it's everyone's song. If you're involved in a project, then it's also your project. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if that's what made people mad, I don't know. But like, yo, if we all did something together, as much as it's yours, it's also someone else's. Because they have a part in it.
Quick one. Is there anything you can do legally or there isn't because it's a remix? Therefore, it's a reconstruction of the song.
That's the thing. It's a remix, bro.
So it's a reconstruction of the song. They can add on whatever and remove whatever.
Yeah, because,
fuck. All right, Poison, we're waiting. We're waiting for the next hit, Poison. We're waiting.
Don't worry. Me, you know, I got you.
All right, Clean EQ. Shout out to you, my dog.
Shout out, Mac.
Oh, yeah.
That is foul, man. Yo, that's so sad and so
sorry
foul.
I didn't introduce the call, guys. I realized mid.
It was a horrible segue. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a kick in who it is. But, okay.
I thought you were calling a lawyer at first. I'm like, okay, maybe there's a lawyer who's going to, you know, help us with this whole rape situation.
Yeah, and that's crazy,
but
man.
It's cool, man.
Don't anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Guys, did you watch, have you seen, who's this? Uncle Waffles?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's been going on podcasts around America. You know, good for her. I checked her out on...
Why does she only do, like, interviews in America?
Yeah, I really look forward to her coming this side and actually, you know...
That's a good question. She's never done a local?
Zero. Nah. It's like we're beneath her.
That's
no, I'm just saying, it looks like...
No, I get that. That's not right. I'm saying, maybe if that's the look, that's not right for her. Because you need to really infiltrate yourself with your own people, you know?
Those are the optics, I think. It does look like she thinks you're snyat or something. But I think in America, maybe they automatically celebrate her. And even locally, we do. But we're also going to ask maybe some other real questions, you know what I mean? About like...
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, because in America, it's obviously, wow, this Amapiano artist, like they sing a unicorn. It's like, you know, there's this big sound, but they don't have access to a lot of these guys. Mm. And here's one who's... You don't want to ask, you know, all the other questions, you know what I mean? Like, so DJing, and you know what I mean, the technicalities and stuff. Maybe the line of questioning is more comfortable in a nutshell. I think maybe.
Did you hear the interview with Angela Yee?
I did, yeah, and I heard the trending part.
Which part?
Well, she explains her version of the origin of Amapiano.
And what did you think?
Buddy, the street kids.
What did you think?
I
think
started by the street kids.
Yeah, that was no. Let me.
And
I think
is mentioned as the street kids, yo.
I think. Well, oh, but I think. Man, the BBC happened, right?
Yeah.
And by BBC, I mean channel, TV channel. I know you got dirty minds. Channel, right? And then, she remember that interview where she was asked and then she pretty much butchered the question about the origins of Amapiano and to explain Amapiano as a sound. Then she did try to do her own research, even though it wasn't 100% accurate. To me, it shows effort. And it wasn't the same.
But
it
calling them the street kids.
No. The answer was more thicker.
And this had time.
Meat. More meat. You know what I mean? Than the first time, but it was incorrect. Maybe it was like the meat, the gravy was not
great.
I know,
and she said something about it started in Soweto, and she mentioned Alex, you know, and tried to, yeah. But this time, she said that she went to for the street.
Okay, play. Do you have the clip?
Yeah, I feel like let me play. Of course I got the clip.
To me, sound like a more efforted response than the previous one.
I'm educated on a lot because of you, like Amapiano. I know about that because of you.
Thank you.
So can you explain to people who are listening, because they call you the Amapiano princess, but what is that style of music?
So it's a style of music that originates from Soweto in South Africa. It is taken from Kwaito and house. It has nuances as almost every genre in South Africa, but it was given an extra kick that everyone calls a lock drum.
That's all correct so far. No, not a kick. Not
the lock drum's not a kick, dog.
The lock drum.
So it's not a kick,
no,
bro.
No, the lock drum, bro. The lock drum is a percussion, it's a bass, and it's a kick. That's why original Amapiano songs don't have a hard kick like Afrotech. Like, boom, boom. Because then the lock drum is going to conflict in the frequency range. The lock drum is where the kick is. It's peering among. The initial attack of the lock drum is
No, man. Do you know what a kick is, dog? A kick is boom, 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 boom. That's the kick.
A lock drum in the frequency. Have you seen it on an EQ? Where the lock drum lies is where the kick lies. Yes or no, bro? He's a sound engineer. Mac.
No, I think... Okay, wait, my man.
Do piano songs have a hard kick? Yes or no?
No, they don't.
Even have kicks. Yes. Because the lock drum carries that. And
but I'm...
It contains and lays in that frequency where the kick lies. It does have a kicky sound to it. It's not the kick.
You're talking about the evolution of the lock drum. But initially, it was not a kick. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
See, that's percussion.
Yes. Very percussion. But it evolved because producers are getting more creative. But initially, it's not a kick.
And also there's a tautology. And when she says there's that kick thing, it gives her a kick. She's not saying it's a kick. She says there's an extra kick called lock drum. So, fuck, your drink has a kick. No, it's a true story. She may not mean the kick as in a doof, 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 doof. There's an extra spice, an extra... She used the wrong word. Technically, she used the wrong word. Because a DJ will think a kick is it. Because when you learn to DJ, they say follow the kick.
Exactly.
The kick, that's how you count.
And a lock drum is not
but
a kick.
She also may mean... Please listen to the context.
Okay, let's go.
We need to be fair.
But man, are you trying to get a feature?
No, fuck still. You. No, we need to be fair. We can't deliberately misunderstand someone, bro.
Okay.
Please play it. Please play it. Bro. We can't deliberately. We need to be fair, man.
Those drums you hear all the time that are very unique to a piano. Kick. So that genre emerged through a lot of the younger street kids.
She's moved on. Okay, you're not playing the kick part. Because I want to prove that. Because she says, then there's that extra kick. She didn't say the kick.
Go back.
She didn't say the kick okay. is called the lock drum. She says, there's that extra kick.
Okay. That, like an extra bounce.
Yes.
Oh, the bounce.
Yeah, that was the first answer, which was shit on the BBC interview.
A lock drum is essentially those drums you hear all the time that are very unique to piano. So that genre emerged through
You need to go back from the Soweto.
Every genre in South Africa, but it was given an extra kick that everyone calls a lock drum.
An extra kick. So technically, how can there be an extra kick on a song? an extra kick. All right, bro. Guys, it's an English thing. Am I wrong? It's wording. It's not an English, an extra. She doesn't say piano. Music, house music has kick. Four kicks. Dun, two, three, four, one. She doesn't say there's an extra kick musically.
Yeah.
There's that extra kick, that extra vuma. It's called the log drum. She's not saying the kick isn't technically. Bro, I'm a producer, and I swear to God, I'm not like being.
You're a producer, right?
I'm not being. What do they call it?
You're a producer, right?
When you are weak or you side with women, they call you a what? A simp. I'm not simping.
Okay.
I'm just being technical.
Okay, okay. You're a producer, right?
What program do you use?
Oh, wow.
I use Logic and Fruity Loops.
All right. So when you're looking for the log drum, do you go to Kicks?
No. Where do you go when you're looking for log drum?
It's not a kick.
Ah, where do you go when you go to log drum?
But why are you
dissecting? Where do you go?
It's a synth, dog.
Call? The DX10, right?
Yes.
And under the DX10, is there no kick sound in the DX10? No. Because that's a percussion. Log drum is essentially a percussion.
It's not a kick though, bro.
Yes, but the digital one. The digital log drum.
Okay, let's move on.
It's not a kick, we agree.
It's fine. Okay, we give it to you.
She's not saying it's a kick. She says the sound has an extra kick.
Okay.
I'm a piano.
I will give it to you. Toast to you, my man.
But I'm a producer and technically I know what she means, bro.
Mac, you're Uncle Waffles hater. Wait.
I haven't said anything, one hateful thing.
But
you're
disputing facts that I'm giving you.
No. I'm disagreeing.
You're saying you're a hater,
because it's Uncle Waffles.
But I'm giving you the facts.
We're talking technically. I'm disagreeing with that a log drum is a kick. Does that make me an Uncle Waffles hater? I'm talking technically. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And she's not saying it's a kick.
But what I'm saying is, it's not a kick.
And you're right. She's not saying it's a kick.
Is that me being a hater?
I'm a piano has an extra
kick. Is that me being a hater?
No, okay. Dog. Let's not give
Grandeur. Grandeur. Grandeur has an extra kick from other gins. Doesn't mean Grandeur now in I'm a kick with music inside of it. No.
No, but when you make alcohol, you don't use any kicks. When you make music,
use
kicks.
That's why I said she used the wrong word.
That's what I'm saying.
Music, there is a technical term called a kick, and it's a kick drum called, it's this one, Mukarama drum, that you step on. That's why it's called a kick. She didn't mean that drum.
Okay, that's fine. We gave it to you, Sol.
Don't make me EQ and leave me out of Uchwalawa.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see how you're going to defend this one.
I'm not defending the entire thing. Okay, number one, Soweto, she was wrong about the origins being exclusively
And Soweto. I didn't say anything, but I'm the hater.
I did say initially that everything she said is correct except for the Soweto part. Let's give a point also where points are due and remove points.
Oh, fuck, so is this you?
No, man. Bro, we need to have a fair score. No, we need to have a fair score.
Mediocrity, dog.
We need to have a fair score. She loses points for saying pianos from Soweto exclusively. And she gains points for mentioning that it encompasses house, kwaito. And then gains points for saying it's different from other genres because of an extra element kick called the log drum. Not technically a kick. We have to give her points when she's correct and remove points when she's not.
Let's go. We're continuing.
Let's go. Yo, guys, I did say that she's no. That's not for dramatic effect.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Those drums you hear all the time that are very unique to piano. So that genre emerged through a lot of the younger street kids.
Okay,
that's foul. That's incorrect. What's younger street kids now? And I can't defend them. Oh, but Bastrata! Bastrata.
So Emma Farsos, give another Bastrata.
No, what do you... I think I saw nerves. She's done many international interviews. That's not nerves. That's just fucking.
So where are we sitting now? Scoreboard.
I'm gonna ask about no cheapy score. Yo, the younger street kids.
Okay, let's go.
That's not different.
Started getting more commercial when artists like Gabs are the Small, Storky, Do, aka Trip.
Those are the Trip. Fuck. No, that is okay. Can I be honest? Storky, street. That's inexcusable.
Dude.
That's inexcusable, man, because dude. You just spoke of the
He created the log drum.
He introduced the log drum to my piano. Trip. No one calls him Trip. You know what it's like? You know what this is like? It's like KC and JoJo saying KCI and JoJo. Yet you are an R&B DJ, soul R&B DJ. It's literally tantamount to being a soul R&B DJ and calling KC and JoJo KCI and JoJo because it's written KCI JoJo. For real, it's not do Trip. That's inexcusable, man. And me, I'll be for the truth. And the truth is, there's no excuse for that. It's do Mdu TRP. Not Mdu Trip. At first, I thought you were tripping on the words and called Lock Drama Kick, but that is not. Dude, but your Uncle Waffles. Because you remember, and by the way, right, bear in mind that the lady who's interviewing her,
Angela Yee,
is essentially said, I'm excited to have you because I know I'm a piano because of you. I'm introduced to the sound because of you. Yo. She is a big prominent figure in I'm a piano. Therefore, that comes with responsibility. You can't misrepresent a whole
movement.
Pioneer of I'm a piano.
Bro, that's what I,
is a pioneer of I'm
that's
a piano.
What I said in the last episode, and y'all said I was hating. I literally said that.
In the last episode, man.
Ghost Lady said, people I didn't say anything now.
I didn't say that, though.
I didn't say nothing.
What I'm trying to say is, she's a big figure in Amapiano, and it's irresponsible to call Mdu TRP.
Bro, forget
in the country, I've never heard someone call Mdu TRP.
Mdu Trip.
Mdu Trip.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm on the side of the truth, but that's just, I get the street kids thing. Maybe you meant kids on the street, but.
Oh!
Maybe. But Mdu TRP, there's no excuse, is what
he's
I'm saying.
He's on the streets.
No, I want some Mdu TRP. There's no excuse.
Bro, so out of this whole thing, when are you sitting on Mdu TRP? That's it.
And Soweto.
And
I'm
Soweto.
Sitting on TRP and Soweto. Street kids, I think it was just jargon and vocab. With that one, I think it was language. With the other ones, I think it's ignorance.
Wow.
What? You think she thinks Nyaupe is about to make clue, create my piano?
She thinks I'm a far source is Alostro.
It's not Wanana.
Some as hard as the Wanana.
It's not Wanana.
Bro, Waffles, what I've seen, dog.
Bad. Okay, that is
we must forget about Waffles.
That is bad.
Bro, that girl, she wants to be American so badly. And it's clear to see. Let her be, man. We can't rely on her to represent us, bro. She's gone, bro. Like, have you seen her videos, bro? She's got fucking Fast and the Furious, drag racing, with piano.
Yeah.
Everything is like a hip-hop music video. It's piano, it's spiritual,
to Americans, and the problem is, don't sell it to Americans with American stuff because it's a proudly South African genre.
Yes.
Don't sell it to America with American concepts.
But imagine Abba and Tuba Fumila and then people are drag racing. What the fuck?
It's just out of touch.
It's so out of touch.
I squarely put the blame in this particular interview at her management.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, as management, and I'm not a legendary, I don't manage people. But my logic is, dude, that was a bad response initially. They're going to ask you before, because these people are curious about the genre, where it comes from. Can we know our story? We'll feed you the information if need be. You know, if you need to be coached, rather asking the boss on the plane, where does my piano come from? Tell me. You know what I mean? But the fact that they know she's going to say Mdu TRP and it was a trip and no one bothered to say, yo, dude. Because let's be honest, right? Can we be honest about something? I don't know how her career started behind back doors, behind closed doors, but to us, it seemed like it was a girl who did her thing and there was a demand and she had to shape up and take the form of a piano DJ, right? So with that said, the responsibility then lies on management to give her the right information if she is not entrenched naturally in the culture.
But you can see, dog, that they watched the episode that we did. And they said, next interview, here's the script. She fumbled the script. Because she started with Soweto. That was script. You can hear that script.
Soweto is bad, man. Like,
but isn't she dating her manager?
What are you coming with? What does that have to do with anything?
No, she's going. Let her cook. She's going somewhere. Let her cook.
And then, what are you saying?
Isn't her manager? She's dating her manager. So, you know, maybe they also don't give her enough information. Or they do, but it's maybe the information is just given in, you know, when there's in during pillow talk. And no. it's not more of like, this is a meeting. You have to, like, this is how you present yourself. Please, here is a script. Learn it. Memorize it.
Oh, ghost lady, that's wrong. Because when something is within you, and it's embedded in what you do. You don't need a script, right?
I think it's not in her.
It's not in her.
I think
that's
she's
what we
coached, and she
was coached. Yes. It's just like you when we give you a live read, and then you are talking about ducks and whatever. You know,
for me, when I can't read.
There's no excuse. You understand? I think she must just do interviews, dog. She must just DJ.
Would you guys let your woman be your manager?
Depends what kind of woman you have.
Mac, would answer.
Am I a street kid? What am I? Where am I?
Are you a street kid? Wait. Would you let your woman
Never.
Be your manager?
No. Because there comes a point where she will be
managed by his woman.
She will make decisions out of her best interests as opposed to my career.
Ooh, break that down.
So, for example, Naledi right now doesn't like me gigging, right? So, obviously, if she's my manager, she's not going to take any gigs.
Bro, nah. Valid.
You get
valid,
what I'm saying?
Because she doesn't like it out there.
Yeah.
Valid. There's too much conflicting areas. Especially with nightlife.
Who said DJ. Aries?
Tato. Aries. Tato.
Why did you say Aries? Wakulu mangit. Here's a mic. Wakulu mangit.
Oh, yeah. Aries.
Hey. Break it down.
Break it down. Put me on the spot.
My man, I didn't say you must say Aries.
No,
you're the
you
one.
Put on the spot.
No, I was just giving an example that Aries is being managed by his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So what?
Did his girlfriend become his manager or his manager became his girlfriend?
His girlfriend became his manager.
What do you think about that?
I think it's not good for business. That's what I'm thinking. Personal. I think it's not good
for
business.
Break it down. Why is it not good for business? Break it down.
As you were saying, again, Hore, Naledi doesn't like you gigging.
Once
so he won't take other gigs. So I'm thinking with Aries, that's why maybe Aries is not like becoming what we hope he can become.
What do you hope, my man? What do you hope?
I'm hoping that Aries can be like, you know, the biggest hip-hop artist in SA right now. But the way he's moving, I don't think he'll get there. That's what I'm thinking.
Because she's holding him for herself.
I think like maybe there's like endorsements or maybe gigs that he's not taking because his woman is not, you know, comfortable with those gigs that Aries can take.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Would Makes you sense. Let fact checker?
He fine. I'm fine.
I want to speak about the NHI bill. Who's gonna break it down for us, like in layman's terms?
Fat checker.
Okay, Fat checker. While you think about that, I saw the story which I found very interesting. You know, since we released music, artists in SA have apparently made over a quarter of a billion rands on Spotify, according to the latest reports. There are key figures from Spotify's 2024 Loud and Clear report on the South African music industry. In 2023, royalties generated by South African artists from Spotify alone reached 256 million rands, reflecting on nearly a 240% increase since 2019 and more than 500% increase since 2017. Wow. In 2023, South African artists were discovered by the first time listeners over 735 million times on Spotify. The number of South African artists generating over 100,000 rands in royalties from Spotify alone has grown more than five times since 2018.
Wow.
So now we know how much Pori is making from royalties. And it's a lot.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. There is not like so many big hits.
Yeah. What's your take on that? Because you're a producer, bro.
Well, it's beautiful, firstly. I mean, how many artists, what's the figure, 100K or 500K?
It has grown five times more.
I wish they could give us the numbers. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What if it's there were 50 artists who only earned over that annually from Spotify? Now it's 25. It's 250. You know what I mean? I wish they could say what's the number, because they've grown five times, make it sound big. I'd be happy if the number maybe before was 1,000. Now it's 5,000 artists. That's a lot of money, a lot of family supported. And that's just one stream of income. There's also gigging. There's YouTube. That's just Spotify. You know what I mean? There's Apple Music. So I wish they'd given us the numbers. But I'm happy. And the reason why I say I'm happy is because, yes, there's other guys who are making a lot more than other artists. But I love the fact that InPiano is very inclusive. And one song, there's seven guys, meaning everybody gets a piece of the pie if they did their paperwork properly, you know. But also, let's bear in mind, that's not what guys are living on. That's one. I think there's probably people who don't look at that thing up until 2 years. Yeah. It's accumulated. Then they'll see serious money.
Yeah, but I still feel like...
Because if you look at it monthly, you'll be collecting 10,000, 5,000.
It should be more, dog. I feel like they're rocking us these...
Spotify is rocking. Like, streaming world is rocking people.
Ah, my man. This is not even like 1%, dog.
The streaming world is rock... Is by nature, it's rocking people.
Mm.
Like, streaming is rocking people. Didn't you see, we've spoken about this when Snoop Dogg said he got a billion streams and all he got was $50,000 or something.
Yeah, I know, man. So imagine
streaming is robbery, bro.
So imagine what Piano's really making, because I think this is mostly Piano.
How much?
It must be more, bro. We're talking billions.
Generally music. That's why some artists, their music isn't up for streaming.
Mm.
I think Zonke, please check. I think Zonke's music is not up.
Yeah, wasn't she selling CDs?
But I did stream Viva the Legend the other day.
Yeah, she was selling CDs.
Yeah, USBs. No, USBs. USBs.
Oh, USBs.
Zonke, yeah, there's some artists who still aren't on streaming.
That's why I like...
Because it's bad. Someone can stream your song, the whole, you know, intellectual property just for 2 cents.
Dude.
Mm.
The whole composition. Do you know what it takes to create a musical work?
Mm.
Studio. Engineer, fuck, corporate, electricity.
Nando's.
The pap you are eating during breaks at a recording camp. No, for real, guys. If I'm going to have a recording camp, there's got to be catering. No, guys. I'm not joking. If I say, look, it's business. If I say, it's business, this thing. If I say, recording camp, right? I rent a big house, right? So that people can sleep, wake up, come in any time of the day. They need to be fed. There needs to be electricity. They'll shower, warm water, all these things. Mm. And at the end of the weekend, that exercise cost me 50K. Mm. That is 50,000 rands towards the production of the music.
Yeah.
Bro, do you think...
So someone streams that song you've produced there for two cents, the whole song.
Do you think... Do you think Piano as a collective, right? So if everyone, it's not going to happen, right? Because there's too many camps, there's too many beefs, there's too many egos involved, right? Yeah, but imagine, imagine in the ideal world, right? We get everybody in SA who's involved with Piano. I'm talking about managers, promoters, producers, vocalists, DJs, record labels. We get them in
one room. Suppliers.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
We get them in one room. And as a collective... We say we're pulling out Piano from streaming right now, as it is.
Mm.
Don't you think we could negotiate for more?
Sure.
We could. But is it not the streaming that has made, and that's YouTube included, is it not the streaming that has made the Piano reach the overseas?
Yeah, but they were a catalyst.
And,
no, wait, Penduka, they were a catalyst. But now we find our place, we found our a point where...
We can withdraw.
Yes.
So we acknowledge it because they won with the money they made.
But now we're at a level.
We won with the recognition. Yes. But now we're saying, fuck you.
Yes.
Ah, oh, damn. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would work.
Like we started.
How would the overseas one consume? They must buy on Apple, on the iStore, buy the actual 9 rand song.
What do you mean? Sorry, I don't understand that.
No, I was saying, how are people going to access the music? They must just buy the song.
Which people?
All over the world.
No, I'm saying we've got a leg to stand on.
Yes, when we've gone out of the streaming.
Yeah, so when you go out of the streaming, then you can sit on the table and negotiate. And fight for more.
That's beautiful. That makes
you understand what I'm saying? Because right now we're saying we're getting 1% from
however much Spotify is making. But if we pull all that shit out and we say, guys, we want 10. We want 20.
That's beautiful, but it won't work because some people, I'm assuming, have deals with Universal Music, all the distributors, Sony, and they'll be like, you've got a nice camp of artists. Fuck, here's 20 mil just for exclusivity for us to distribute to the streaming guys.
How different is that from slavery?
Mm. Oof. Because they don't have a sale for their own music. It's actually the record companies that decide such.
Wow, man.
Make that a promo, my man.
You're cooking,
you said
bro.
Something profound.
Nah, that's... No, that's like, yeah,
for
respect,
the first time
bro.
This year.
Nah, bro, bullshit. You've just said many things now, profound.
Yes,
even
checker,
the meeting.
And, yes.
Come on, man, that's beautiful. Yo.
On the 14th of this month, there were a lot of artists that were actually complaining with IOL regarding streamings. But to answer your question, Zonke Tikano's music is still available on streaming platforms. Even though last year, June 2023, she did state that she would like to actually launch her own digital streaming platform for her music.
Yeah, so I remember that.
I'm not sure exactly how far it is. There isn't any further information on whether or not it's successful. However, when I looked through Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music, her music was still...
I listened to Viva the Legend like
yes,
2 days ago.
All her songs and all her albums are still on streaming platforms.
Dope.
And I don't know if you want the answer of NHI.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
Okay.
Because the thing is, you can't even start your own streaming platform in SA. What's my meaning of what? Ale, slowly.
It's long.
You know, black people don't like supporting black things.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Guys, we need to talk about that, man. We need to.
Lay IMP3. It's not the one.
We need to talk about, but generally there's that culture. Yes, there's exceptions, Drip, Batu and them, but generally there's a weird thing about us not supporting one another.
But hasn't
so,
that improved, guys?
And
we're
the biggest
Let's be
numbers.
Honest.
Yeah, there's a...
We like to say that thing, but we've seen a lot of black companies or business people be successful.
Late, eh?
Of lately. You know, we'd say that, like you just mentioned, your Drip, you know, your Batu, it shows that black people have changed the mindset. Maybe not all, but there's a lot of successful businesses that people are now being pro-black in terms of...
So you're saying there's a culture now where people walk into a mall and deliberately, intentionally look for the black store, the black-owned brands.
You've got Galaxy Boy.
Ooh,
like, you intentionally actually. Go into a mall and say, where is Galaxy Boy? You know, I know a lot of people...
Yeah,
who
like I support local brands. I like, I love,
exactly.
I prefer wearing local brands.
You know what blows actually, my mind, right? You look at your Oppenheimers, the Stellenbosch guys, right?
Yeah.
They make money from like a pick and pay or whatever, their own pick and pay, right?
Yeah.
But majority, 90% of the people that consume the products in there are black people.
Of course.
So if we as black people together collectively, we're like, we're not going to buy a pick and pay. It will shut down.
Of course.
And we'll support a black major supermarket.
You get what I'm saying?
Chain store.
It's so simple. It's such a simple concept that will never, ever happen.
And people who've grasped it and have mastered it are the Jews. I remember seeing one example. There's in Cape Town, a security firm, a Jewish security firm, and they secure all the Jewish properties. If it's Jewish residents, Jewish business, yeah, the guys who are like Jewish there. I remember this Palestine-Israel thing? Yeah, it was in the news, but not that story for being it's... But that's what I picked up from it, you know? So them supporting Jews was not the story, but it was like the Jews are like, oh, Jewish company, yeah, they secure all our buildings. When you do business, it's like, what are you? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we can do business together. It's intentional, it's deliberate, and it's focused.
Imagine
There's
we did
no
that.
No messing around.
Imagine we did
and
that.
And no exceptions.
Imagine we did
and
that,
and it's
bro.
Difficult to let an outsider in.
Ah, my man, we'd be so far. But anyway, that's never going to happen in our lifetime.
No,
why,
it will happen. It,
why?
Will, it, can
it can't.
Happen
it can't.
Why,
it can't, guys. Forget
and we
about
should
it.
Be
it's
doing
wishful
it,
thinking.
Though.
It's wishful thinking,
no,
bro.
Guys,
we should be doing
we're
it.
We're changing. We're changing as black people. Let's be hopeful.
Anyway.
Be hopeful.
Like, all right. Fat Checker.
We should be doing it, man.
Can you break it down? NHI.
NHI.
That's a beautiful idea, bro.
Okay, I'll try to break it down the way I understand it now. Okay, so the NHI is the National Health Insurance. So the whole aim behind it is to basically...
Oh, let me read this first, actually. Okay, let please. Me read Dudu's prep. She said, President Cyril Ramaphosa has emphasized the importance of the National Health Insurance, NHI, in providing equal access to healthcare services and addressing inequalities. He signed the NHI bill into law on Wednesday. The bill is also about efficiency and quality. The provision of healthcare in this country is currently fragmented, unsustainable, and unacceptable, President Ramaphosa said. Adding to that, he said he finally found his pen to sign the long-awaited bill. On to you, Fetchik.
Okay, what should be understood is that NHI works as an insurance, like medical aid, right? So it is a medical aid scheme that will be used by all persons, despite what class you are in this economy, right? So the whole aim is to basically enable people who are in need of healthcare to basically be able to access the same level of healthcare as those of middle or high class in our economy. So it's technically taking away the whole medical aid scheme and creating its own, you get me? However, with that being said, the money or the contributions that are needed for NHI are actually coming from taxes. Mm. And sometimes it could be implemented via your employer. So your employer can state that there's a specific percentage that will be deducted from your salary that's going to go through towards the NHI. I do not know how to break it down any further, but the whole aim is to basically ensure that each and every single one of us is equal, as you have stated. So a lot of people are objecting against the NHI. Reason being is because they do believe and feel as if there is going to be a certain equality in terms of our healthcare rates, then private hospitals are going to start getting a high influx of patients, like how it is with the government hospitals. Yeah. And a lot of people are actually...
Hello. Nje, nje.
Yeah, I'm the phone back. Come on.
Is the lock drum a kick? Nje, nje. Okay, continue. Continue.
So, what we should also take note of. Okay, while he's busy calling, what we should take note of is the fact that even though the bill has been signed and has been placed in the Gazette, it's not yet implemented because there's still a lot of processes that need to be... Okay, there's still a lot of people speculate, this is alleged, that it will be implemented in 5 years' time, but there's still a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration, and there's still a lot of calculations that still need to be taken place in order for the NHI. Okay, the facts here stipulate basically what Max stated about exactly it's a national health insurance, and that the aim is to basically fulfill each and every single person's fundamental rights, which is the right to health and the right to basically get health insurance. So because of the state of our public hospitals, they have seen that it would be best to actually move the influx into our private sector, meaning that in the future, there won't be necessarily a private sector for hospitalization. Anywhere and everywhere, each and every single person will be eligible to go. However, there's a specific limit of people who will have access to those hospitals. Not each and every single person who's eligible for it will be able to actually gain those type of services. Yeah. You still have to pay for them.
Yeah.
Now the question is, how do you pay for them? And where will it be deducted? Now, because that question stands, it's not something that's implemented as yet.
But also, isn't there also a big issue with the healthcare workers, your doctors, nurses, that their biggest issue now, especially who work in the private sector, saying that they are worried now that they have to depend on government for payment if this bill, you know, is passed?
There's so many things, Kosti. There are so many issues, man. Like, that is an issue, you know what I mean? That, oh, but guys, government people... many businesses have gone under waiting for payment for, from government. You invoice now, you get payment 6 months later. There's issues. Number one, like you said, there's going to be an influx to private hospitals because if there's national health insurance and I can go to any hospital, fuck, man, I don't want to take my weak heart to Telemokoran Hospital. You know what I mean? I'm going to go to fucking Med Clinic, you know, in Morningside. Then I get there, everybody's at Med Clinic Morningside. You know, there's so many things. COVID happened, people were dying. Monies that weren't even tax monies, but borrowed monies were being charged that was supposed to help people. Who's going to administer this fund?
That's
and who's going to pay for it? Like, dude, tax is high already. We're paying a lot of tax.
Not for tax.
Tax is high. You know what I mean? Who then you want to increase our tax? There are so many things. And also the private sector, like you said, you know, it's essentially the death of that particular sector. They'll redesign it and call it something else.
And what will happen to the public hospitals? What will happen to them?
They need to, for this to work, ideally, they need to get to the standard and the level of private hospitals.
But how?
Hey, Poison.
Tax money, yours and my money.
Hey, Poison.
Sure.
Ukraine Poison.
Who's this?
Easy, you know?
Easy, man. You're live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here, man.
Yeah.
I got one question. I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
Kabza, is the log drum a kick?
No, it's not a kick. It's
Thank you. This is the king of piano. It's
who
not
said,
a kick.
Who said it's a kick?
You said it's a kick, dog. You said it's a kick. You said it's a kick. It's not a kick, dog.
Okay, Kabza. Kabza.
Sure. Okay,
he's listening. Hold on.
Kabza, oh my man, eh? Yeah,
my man. I didn't say electrum kick, but I did say go EQ, go my frequency. Electrum la pechala corner. I chai san in a kick.
Yeah, obviously, I chai san in a kick.
Nyege chai san in a kick. I share I'm a frequency. Electrum in a kick. Go EQ.
Pelukumbulu with electrum, it's a thing, it's a plug, like a sound.
It's
a synth, dog.
Oh, guys. Ukabza,
it's a sound.
Okay, Kabza. Mokala engomen, mokala electrum, ne?
Yeah.
Mvale I bass, I'm a frequency at the low end. It's also why I look drum vele, because it's corona guma meets. But it's a pella I power, gapai. Yes or no?
Yeah, yes,
because it pays the shell like frequency low end. And a big chunk of electrum is then the current part is shell like mids. Usazo is or mara, is a pella that bassy part. In a bass, you kick drum, electrum, it's cutting a spire yan. Because you layer it also. Layer with the H10, you layer it on my bass.
But like it looked May 1. It looked drum pilamba nepe. So
yes, May 1, you go percussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one said it's a kick.
Hey, Kabza, before you go, man, congratulations on Gold Reef City, man. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, Red Bull Symphonic.
Red Bull Symphonic, man.
Red Bull Symphonic in Jayam.
What can people expect? Because I know you don't like interviews, so I don't want you next time I'm calling you think you're alive. What can people expect?
What they expect? Dog, fit up on your show music, like spiritual music, like orchestra. I'm gonna like it's a different thing. It's axi piano, second piano, lazy trial. Yeah.
I shout out to good you, man. Luck, you are good, dog. We love you long time, Kabza.
Boy.
Away. Shab shab. Yeah. Oh, go on, Jack. But Mrs. Trinky.
Maroa, for such a mistake, Trinky.
Who are lost, bro?
The others were there, one and. Well, thank you, Uber, and you are fools. It's not what come, but I'm a street kid. Others, they want to nah. They don't have computer for the long time. Man, I'm a combat. I'm a street kid, man.
Okay, cool. Before we close it off, NHI. So, can't they just... Why do they just pump more money in public hospitals?
Yeah, and get them to work better.
They mismanaged their funds previously. Why? That's why?
They mismanaged the funds.
No, previously they have. And so now what makes... Because now the thing is, it's like, what is going to happen? My question is, what's going to happen to public hospitals? They said, no, they're going to continue trying to help them to grow and
meet the same standards as private.
Exactly. So why can't they do that
now.
Yeah. All this money we're going to spend with this NHI thing, take that money, pump it into public hospitals.
Public hospitals. And get them to the level where they're supposed to. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But also we're voting in 2 weeks. So.
Ah, my nigga.
Like, so this thing being signed now, it's like, ah, but guys, come on. You know what I mean?
Fed check.
And you know it's not going to be implemented even in 5 years.
What if the whole reason why they want to deteriorate the level of the influx of patients is actually to take care of what we have currently, which is the public hospitals? Because, I mean, with 1,000 or more people inside, they're not able to tend to exactly what's needed. But if they have like 200 or 300 people, they're able to attend to the gaps and fill in the gaps that are needed wherever it's needed. Because fact is, it has been stated that the rate of medical aid has actually dropped drastically. So not a lot of people are on medical aid and not a lot of people are depending on this private thing. So they're going to public, making the number more than what it actually is. Like, that's my question.
You know what? When we talk about the influx, there's another debate about the influx of people who go to your public health sector. The issue is that you've got illegal foreigners who are in the country that obviously will need the assistance, because obviously you can be ill anytime. So now that issue of influx goes back to management of borders. So it's running away and saying you are going to the private sector in order to manage the influx, and then there'll be another problem. Where's the issue? When you talk about influx, the word, we know what that means. It's a lot of illegal foreigners in the country needing to access healthcare. And that's where the issue is.
The system is strained. Yeah.
The system is strained. Yes. So isn't the issue, instead of trying to fix the healthcare, fix the borders.
First, then, but the healthcare also, you fix the borders, the healthcare won't be perfect. Let's be honest.
Of course,
you
know? Yes.
You can't squarely say that's the problem.
Yes, because already there's a lot of people in the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I never get sick, man.
Ah.
Even if you do, man, it's not like you go to Paraguay.
Exactly.
You
know? Please.
Come on now.
How? I'm sure your manager and a lady will take you to medical.
Ah, you know, the fly in the doctor. In the helicopter.
With the helicopter. To give you CPR.
What's in touch? What's in? What cool motat? Niggy Mike. Niggy Mike, what's it?
Development Kimara Kuluzo is something a helicopter. He managed to accumulate ladies of Mr. Santin.
I am going to tell us about it. So who are you voting for?
Hey, friend? When is month end, guys? I see you're excited, eh?
No, I'm kidding.
Pinduka, in a nutshell, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Nah. Oh, I saw an article, bro. What do you think?
Yeah.
So I saw an article. I think it was like a trough or a stats that were gathered over a month that 65% of DNAs come out negative of all births.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, fuck, it's foul out there, bro.
What do you have to say, ghost lady?
Well, mine came positive.
Oh, you had a test?
No. You know what? I always say to my husband, if he's
just lift up your mic, please. Yeah.
What's hard? I always tell my husband, please, if you're ever suspicious or anything, don't involve me. Go test. And then say nothing. Only tell me if you find out something.
Bro, that's because a huge number. 65.
That's a big, that's like 65 out of 100 dads. Yeah. I don't think their father's kids.
Bro, how do you
want to test your kids?
Their kids' fathers.
No. Mine's got my forehead.
Oh,
it's
my
me.
Kid,
it's me
this is
way.
My... Fortunately and unfortunately,
guys,
my kid
dad,
looks like me.
Test dad.
No, my kid is like...
Don't you have brothers?
My kid is me. Nah,
don't
that's
you
my
have
kid
a...
Looks like. What are you saying? No, man, that forehead, I know. That one is mine, that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ziggy's Max.
Yeah.
Fuck, 65%.
Man, bro. And by the way, men, if you find out that you're not... the dad, you can claim damages for all the money you've spent on support.
In SA?
Sure.
No, in SA. You can claim damages, take it to court for all the monies you've paid for a child that's not yours, and they never told you that the child is yours. You can.
Okay, let's try put ourselves in a woman's shoes, right?
Yeah. Please so, please.
This guy, he wants a test. First of all, you approve it. Right?
Yes.
Then you go with him to the hospital. They take the bloods and whatever they do. Knowing very well he's not the father, you go through all of that.
I think sometimes you're sleeping hopeful. With more than one person. Mm. So you think this is the one I sleep with the most.
You are hopeful.
Because this, this is the one you live with, but you're sleeping with other
people. So Luana, you're hoping it's him.
She's also, literally, she's also hoping. She's thinking it could be, could not be. But she's also hoping.
Guys, we saw Tatako, guys. Old women.
Yeah.
You have kids.
No, but old women, they didn't have, they weren't condoms back then. They used to, sonor.
No, true.
Yeah, but it still means those people with more than one really person believe. At the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but sonor, so
time.
You can't expect them to be like...
But still, they really believed.
I don't get that.
Because of maybe the connection they have with a specific man, they were like, I could feel it at that time. If there's anything, then we'll have a child together. Because people used to just attach it to emotions. Like emotionally, because I'm so connected and I believe it's you are the father.
Or at times... Let's say sleeping with maybe more than, obviously, if the paternity is to be questionable, you're sleeping with more than one person. At times, they're going to pin it on the one who's more financially stable because they hope they'll provide.
So when the kid comes out, they can't tell or no, it's this guy.
Yeah, if the kid comes out and it's obvious. And all the times, people will
but
be
they
like,
keep quiet because the lifestyle is good.
Yeah, or this one is more stable. The other one is an alcoholic or more unstable. This one is a house. Maybe they're unemployed, but the other one is like Ubo. No, there's a lot of things.
Another thing is that black people up, and families have this thing as if you can just see a child when they are born. So a lot of difficult. People, they get it wrong. Baby, I feel it's like babies difficult. Look all the same. You know, it's like if you squint and, you know, and like tilt your head, the baby can look like whoever you want to look
like.
It's
too soon.
Exactly. It's just too soon. So you can take them into any family and they'll be like, it's like, okay.
It's like that thing I said about people watching all the episodes and finding things.
Exactly.
You can literally find a thing that could be. On a newborn, that could
exactly.
be your family trait. You know, it's too soon.
You could go to the motipes with a child and you've never, it's like, hey, they'll be like, this is a motipe baby. And guess what? Now you are well.
So you're giving birth. You're giving birth to a kid and it's a log drum.
You have not healed. Oh!
You're cooler. I drive a taxi. I'm a hit ram.
Must be street kids.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Bad check.
MacGyver healed.
The law that Saul was speaking on is actually called paternity fraud. And yes, as of 2015, you can actually sue your baby mama or spouse if the child hasn't been yours and you have been paying for child support. Ooh. You can be reimbursed for it.
All right, guys, to wrap it up, we are going back on the road. Rustenburg is next.
Rusty.
We're officially 50% sold out.
Oh, Rusty.
Yeah.
And we're still 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
2 weeks away. Oh,
so make sure you get your tickets right now. And then also, Mpumalanga Chillers, catch us out at M2.
J. M2.
Yes.
M2
Casino. Ticket sales in MP are looking a bit pop at the moment. So please hop on to Quicket to show us some love and get your tickets now. Mpumalanga. It's the last one.
Boscon Bam.
Boscon?
Boscon, squeezers.
No, I think it's because it's far and there's
a what? The
end of the month, I know. End of the month coming.
Oh.
I'll probably buy tickets then.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Oh, Bada's calling
me. I trust.
Let's talk to Bada. Bada.
We're coming from. Hey, what's better?
No, we're going to record.
We're
going to record.
Okay, stop.
But listen, Bada, you listen to piano, ne? Bada's our CEO, by the way. You listen to piano, ne?
Oh, God, am I on the pod?
Yeah, you're live. You listen to piano, yeah?
A little bit, yeah.
Is the kick a log drum?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it's the love drum. The love drum is a kick, guys. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Ndu, you're tripping on us.
Absolutely. I'm preferring up
you. Chef, my dog. Love you long time. I'll see you now, yeah?
All right, chef, chef.
Chef. Yeah. So, guys, we're going to leave without talking about P. Diddy. There's family and then there's he. Bro.
Man, that guy is fucked up.
He can't come back from that, bro. Surely not.
Nah, can't. Because, you know, like with everyone who's hit people, Chris Brown and them and everybody else, it's one thing. It's like when you find out, it's like, it's one thing to hear that someone did something and see the evidence that they did something. It's another to see them doing it.
Yeah.
You know
that,
what I mean?
That video was so disturbing, man. I mean, I remember, you're going to play the video, no? When he came out, because Cassie went to the lift.
To the lift.
Bro, did you see how he came out, dog? Like, it was like WWE Royal Rumble.
Smackdown
like,
vibes.
My man.
The way, like, just see. My thing is, like, how do you hit someone, like, woman like that? Like,
yeah.
Someone who's weaker than you like that, you know? Like, so how do you even. How do you swing at a whole woman, bro, and like that, and kick her, and, like, it's someone's child.
And you can tell he was on a towel. He was wearing his towel. I'm sure his dick was hard, so he made sure that thing doesn't pop.
Well, yeah, because, no jokes, I can agree, because didn't he pay the hotel 50K?
Yes.
Right? What? Yeah, he paid the hotel 50K for the footage. So this footage was retrieved when the FBI raided his home. So reason when you say it was hard, I'll be like, I probably agree, because the guy's a psycho. Why was he keeping it? You know what I mean? Like, why was he keeping it? You think...
Well, to be running on the corridor naked, maybe that's why he's just holding on to the towel.
No, why was he keeping the video is what I mean. Not the towel.
So who leaked the video?
Don't you destroy something like that?
Who leaked the video, though?
I don't know. Someone from
CNN.
FBI, clearly. CNN. CNN got the video, yes.
They got the video.
We don't know who leaked it from...
But I think it's got...
What possession? But
probably the police.
The feds.
Yeah, the feds. They had all this footage. So I'm sure whoever was, you know, the highest bidder or who had the connections, like, this is
what did you think when you saw that video?
Yo, this is it takes you back to, you know, the current, even just here in South Africa, when you hear the stats, you know, so it's like one thing, and you're talking about, because the conversation is about, oh yes, Diddy, everyone is just like, you know, up in arms, like, what the hell? But then at the end of the day, because you see now, they even said that he can't be charged because already this thing happened way back in 2016.
Statute of limitations. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, but then how much more, as much as we can all talk about Diddy, this and that, but like also what's happening currently, how many Diddy's do we have currently, you know, doing this, you know, because we've got a country that is always just like, the stats that are always saying about GBV and all. So it's like, oh, guys,
so you
it's
think
just
we have Diddy's in SA?
Definitely.
Oh, come on, man.
Ah, definitely. Oh, bro, currently.
We've got a high GBV thing. We'll have a GBV pandemic.
Yo.
Like, what do you mean?
No, I'm talking about like high profile people.
Oh, we don't know.
Until footage is released or some things, then we'd know.
If
you know?
We go by stats, we definitely have. We definitely have someone famous out there who's beating their wife, man. Come on.
Shit.
You know? Patrick Shai. No, Patrick Shai is a footballer. Isaac Shai, remember me, so rest in peace.
Yes,
he literally had come out. And
Patrick Shai.
Oh, I thought I said Isaac Shai.
No.
Well, I said Patrick.
Yes.
So you guys are all shy to correct me. Fucking correct me. Don't be shy. Yeah, bro. I mean, he's famous and he claimed it and owned it. You know what I mean? After he had abused his wife. And coincidentally, I think it's on Soul City, he played an abusive husband.
Husband.
Remember?
Well.
You remember? Matlakala was the wife. Yeah, bro. So we do definitely have someone famous out there who's punched punchbagging their wife or their significant other. Let's be real. Come on. Let's be honest now. Come on. No, bro. We do someone out there who's famous. Yeah, who's fucking up their wife.
My thing is, when I was watching that video, man, I was so disgusted. I was like, how the fuck does a human being do this to another? I mean, he's got daughters, right?
He does. He's got daughters, yeah. He's got twins. I know the twins. Mm. He does, bro.
Like, he later also sent out an apology. Did you see his apology?
Oh, yes. Let me play the apology,
fuck,
man.
DDM is apology.
Ah, man, like, fucking
let us change and turn around to a so Joe. Like, yo, I'm sure that's Baba, who you need to answer to. And this is someone you claim to love. How do you. Did he sick in the head, man?
Hey, 2024 is crazy, hey?
Mm.
And it's only May, bro. Dude. It's only May, bro.
Yeah. Like,
and what's up with this joke? Have you seen this? Have you guys seen the joke on Twitter? The GBV joke?
What?
No, like, like memes, right? I'm trying to make an example. Of a meme. Like, so you'd have maybe a man, rolling up his shirt and stuff, and then it would be like, what would they say? Some stupid shit. So like, oh, you coming home late, like 5 minutes later, you're abusive man. And then they show him like rolling up
his sleeves.
Or a smackdown, like thing. And that's a joke. It's a thing going around. Like, it's a whole joke. Like, for real. You've seen it, like, right? With the memes. And I'm like, but guys, do you guys realize?
Say that again. I don't understand.
Okay. So, see, you know a GIF? Those moving pictures? Mm. So, a GIF of like, what do you call this move in wrestling?
The
Chokeslam. Sorry, man. I'm not... Yeah, Chokeslam, right?
RKO.
RKO 88, my dad, our tweets. Why are they on tweezies when you need them? Yeah. A choke slam or whatever. So,
well, isn't the John Cena? You know,
no,
the...
man. No, guys, not the John Cena. Anyway, it's like someone acting violent, right? Yeah. A picture or a video short of someone acting violent, and then they'll paint a scenario like you being the girl, not getting the cognac dash mix for your man wrong, and then they show that picture that like then he hits you basically. Mm-hmm. And that's a joke on Twitter. It's a funny, they find it funny. And I'm like, guys, with the current situation, and I think we always speak GBV to the point that people don't grasp. It's gravity, you know what I mean? Like, and I think the video was a sobering reminder. Joke. Yeah, the video was a sobering reminder of how heavy GBV is, bro. You know, it's not just three letters that we just get to mention, and it's literally traumatic. It's people's most traumatic experiences on earth, like some people, and it filters down to kids who witnessed that. Now imagine Cassie. So how she was being beaten up, there's someone tonight who's seeing their mom experience that.
Oh no.
And it's not for the first time.
Yeah.
Don't say
what kind of life will that person grow up having?
Don't say
and could it and it's could not even for the be first their time. Own parent, the father, doing that to their mother.
Yes.
Don't say that, Pinduka.
It's fact, bro. Oh, the GBV that happens in shacks and in small places where the kids don't have anywhere to go and look away, they literally see it right in front of them. The mom getting slapped.
Did you hear the apology? Did anyone hear the apology?
Yeah.
Okay, let me play.
Weak apology, man.
Okay, let's hear the apology.
Difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up.
Yeah, you were fucked up, nigga. What the fuck? Look, you was fucked up. Jeez.
I mean, I hit rock bottom.
You hit the bottom, bro.
But I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable.
No, man. But this guy's fucked up, dog. Didn't he release a statement saying all those things that people are accusing him of?
Lies. They're all lying on my name, my family name. He said they're lies.
Yeah.
Now he's saying I hit rock bottom.
Yeah. And he was disgusted. Because there's a video now.
Yeah.
There's no running when there's a video. People will deny it. Fuck, man. People will deny shit, you know, till there's a video. Like, yo, fuck. Yeah. I did that. That was me. Yeah.
I thought he was going to say it's AI.
They can't. Bro, that's not an excuse. That's not going to fly, bro.
Responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. It's so difficult to reflect.
Crazy.
It's all a lie. It's bullshit, man. Like, because he's apologizing because of the video. We all know. Mm. And he denied it at first.
And what if there's another video or something comes out that maybe he did it like 2-3 years ago? So it's like, as much as he may act like in this apology, like, oh, you know what? I was like disgusted at myself. Like, I vowed I'll never do it again. Then someone comes out and says, but this you did to me. Like, 2 years ago, you know. So it's like, you just now never know and you don't believe it.
Do you think more videos are going to come out?
I think there are more videos, but obviously the feds then would have them. Because like, it's like, why was it keeping... Dude, if there's something incriminating of you, you destroy it, right? Mm. I mean, he bought the only copy that existed and you'd assume any normal person, especially if you're disgusted as he claims to be. He clearly was not. It's like a trophy to him. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a trophy that he watches. That footage, he gets off by watching these things. Otherwise, why do you keep it? It's incriminating you committing a heinous crime and you've kept this thing in your possession. You didn't even bother to upload it onto the cloud. It's just been there. Or maybe it was on one of the hard drives. I don't know what format it was in, but he kept it. Like, dude, why the fuck do you keep it?
It's like clubs are playing horses. You know when you played horses?
Yes.
Yeah, you destroy that. You don't keep them.
Yes, an embarrassing moment like that. But YouTube never forgets. Yeah?
Exactly.
The internet never forgets.
It's on YouTube.
So yeah, man, like, that's fucked up, man. And also, no one believes that apology, you know?
All right, cool. We out of here, man. Panduka.
Peace. We out of here, man.
You look tired. You look like...
I'm sure Sol is happy that we don't have a gig this weekend, eh?
I'm very happy. Yeah.
All right, Panduka. Ghost Lady?
I'm just looking forward to the next tour date.
Nah.
Northwest and Mpumalanga.
You got to bring Mnaga now.
Of course. I have to.
And whenever he prays for us, it's an epic night.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm foodie. Slap my body.
Oh, yeah.
What's the business side about Dwight? You don't mind Sarele. Bust nigga, if fun, the therapy. Ah, he's good. And you are comforted like you're in your dad's arms. You're like, oh, man, what a prayer. Bring him. He's a good omen. Bring him.
We out here, man. Podcast in jail. Boom.
Bye.